Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
We come by the new and the living way. We come by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat in God's presence. Thank you. Psalm 40. Let's read the first three verses. Psalm 40. The first three verses. We are all reading together. Psalm 40. Let's go. One, two, go. People at this side are not reading. Can we go? One, two, go. Waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of a merry cave, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear, and will trust in the Lord. I have this confidence that by the end of this service, the Lord is going to put a new song in your mouth in the name of Jesus. Go to verse 2 and let's just change the translations a little. Let's read verse 2 together. Once you go, He lifted me out of the pit, pulled me from deep mud. He stood me up on a solid rock to make sure I wouldn't sleep. Let's take two more translations. Let's go. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire, and set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. Let's take the last one, another translation, Good News translation. Let's go. He pulled me out of a dangerous pit, out of the deadly quicksand. He set me safely on a rock and made me secure. What does it mean to be stuck? Our message today is help when stuck. What does it mean to be stuck? To be stuck is to be firmly positioned in a place. And in that place, it is difficult to dislodge you. Firmly put in a place that it is difficult to move away from. To be stuck is like to be cemented, to be anchored, to be drilled, to be fastened. So when a person is stuck, he's at one position the same way, and he cannot leave that position. When a man is said to be stuck, a man is lost without direction. A man that's lost his way without direction is stuck. A man that does not know what to do to live where he is stuck. A man that knows what to do to live where he is, but does not have the capacity and the power to do it, is stuck. When a man's life is on hold, that man is stuck. When he looks as if they are pressed the pause button in the life of a person, that person is stuck. When a man is caught in an evil circle, moving around in circle, always in circle, but no movement, that person is stuck. I don't know if you drive and your car has been stuck before. I don't know. I always remember our around 1 year anniversary. Was it around 1.5 years? There was a man of God that we invited from South Africa to preach in church. We did, our people from the Igudu church came, the church was filled, and while we're having the service, rain fell. So people packed around here, all this land, that's where they packed, because the church was at the other side at that time. Everybody packed here. And then after the service, people started starting the car to move, and then the cars could not move. On that day, all of us went home with mud, because we won't have visitors from all over town. And they wanted to go. They started the car. And then, zoom, zoom, will be trying to push while they are revving the car. The thing is praying different things. Oh no, that is what it means to be stuck. Remember, when the car was stuck and we are trying to push, trying to help the car, as the car was revving, it was pushing mud at us. When the man is stuck, sometimes when people see you in that mess and they want to help you, they look at you and say, ah, by the time I'm helping the man, the kind of debt and the kind of thing that he will throw at me, let me leave him where he is. Have you not seen a car stuck and you want to help push? When you get there, you discover that's going to happen. What do? You quick, woman, leave the place. That is what happens when a man is stuck. But I'm here to tell you, wherever you are stuck, the hand of the Lord mightily is moving you from where you are stuck now. In the name of Jesus, lift your right hand and say, oh Lord my God, say by your right hand, remove me from where I'm stuck. In the name of your help, by the help of your right hand, remove me, move me from where I'm stuck. By the help of your right hand, move me from where I'm stuck, move me from where I'm stuck. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. So you can be stuck in the car, you can be stuck in the mud. That example I gave is a car stuck in the mud. Many people are stuck on the road. Nowadays, if your car breaks down the road, everybody passes. People are stuck. People are on their way to Kaduna. They go to, I don't go to Kaduna again. So I forgot all the villages on the road. Borrow me one village on the road. Kaduna people. When are they here? Borrow me one. Katari. So you go to Katari, maybe halfway, and the car is stuck. Many times when cars are stuck, people drive by and do not stop to help you. Because they don't know what put you there. They don't know who you are. They don't know if they come to help, they will be in more trouble. But the Lord that knows you and knows your dilemma by his right hand, let him reposition you from where you are stuck. In the name of Jesus. So when we are stuck, many times we really want to do something. We really want to change something. We really want to accomplish something. But something prevents or blocks us from doing it. Many people that are stuck don't want to be where they are. They want to move. But something is stopping them from moving. We come by grace this morning. Whatever is stopping you from moving forward in life, let them be removed from your life now. They are broken in your destiny. They are broken in your destiny. Can we pray? Lift your hands and say, whatever is stopping me from moving forward in life, say, let them be broken in my destiny. Say, the hand of God break them. Let 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 the hand of God break them. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have your seat. When we read Psalm 40, a verse, I don't know the translation, mentioned a quicksand. You know, when a man is stuck, anytime he's trying to move forward, it's like a quicksand. You will find yourself at the same place. But the person is sinking deeper and deeper and deeper. Can I shock you? A man that is stuck cannot help himself. He needs a higher power to help him. When a car is stuck, just bring a towing van. When the towing van is stuck, bring a bigger one. You see, when some things are stuck, you want to push. You want to push. You want to push. Everybody pushes and nothing happens. A truck just comes and it just carries something. It just clicks it on it. And moves as if there is no water. It will pull it out. When you are stuck, God comes as if that problem is nothing. And he pulls you out from that problem. The Lord that you serve will appear in this sanctuary today. Anywhere you are stuck, the Lord moves you from that place. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is moving you from that place. You are relocated from that place. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You know, sometimes we walk until we get to a grind. Sometimes you walk. You have seen an engine that has knocked before. There is no oil. When the Holy Spirit comes, wherever you are stuck, it gives an oil that makes you move. I pray for you. By the power of the Holy Spirit, wherever you are stuck, wherever you lack ideas, wherever you don't know what to do, but you still want to move forward, may the joy, may the oil of the Holy Spirit come upon you and move you in the name of Jesus. May the oil of the Holy Spirit come and move you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You know, if you have parked a machinery, a machine for a long time, and you want it to work and it's not working, you come, you grease it. You grease it. You apply oil. When you have been in this situation for a very long time and things have not moved, you need the power of the Holy Spirit. The oil dimension of the Spirit. Stretch forth your hand there. Let me pray for you. The oil dimension of the Spirit that makes things easy, that makes movement easy. Let that oil dimension of the Holy Spirit, let it come upon your life, your ministry, your career, your finances, anything that is stuck. Let the oil dimension of the Holy Spirit come upon that area of your life. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Remember, it is a hand of the Lord that can move you from wherever that you are stuck. I want to talk about 10 or 12 areas that we can be stuck. 10 or 12 areas we can be stuck. Wherever I get you, we pray, we close, and we move on to the next service. Romans chapter 7. Many people are stuck in their sin. Many are stuck in their sin. Many give excuses for their sins. Many want to move from their sins, but they don't know what to do about it. Many glory in their sin. They are stuck in their sin. But listen to me. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper. I don't know if you have thought about it before. God sent Jesus to the world to save mankind. When Jesus was on the cross, carrying the sin of the world, he was calling his father. His father did not look in his direction. He said, my God, why have thou forsaken me? If God can do that to Jesus when he was carrying the sin of the world, when you are carrying your sin around, what do you think will happen to you? Hello, sir. Hello, ma. You know, now we cover everything. We embellish everything. Sin is no longer called sin. Sin is called weakness. Many are stuck in their sin without knowing what to do. And you know what religion tells you? When you are sinning, make sure you do many good things. When your good things outweigh your bad things, then when God comes, he will just look at the good things and look at the bad things and say, go. Let me ask you a question. Have you not been treated by a man that you have done 99 good things for? At one time, he asked for another one and you say you don't have. And the man forgot every good thing you have ever done in life. Even you yourself, you know that when there is one bad thing, there is a tendency of forgetting every good thing that has ever been done in life. What makes you think when you continue in your sin, the help of the Lord will be available? What makes you think when you continue your sin, God will overlook and make you go to heaven? The only way that God overlooks your sin is when you come through Christ. And the Bible says, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? He said, God forbid, God forbid, God forbid, God forbid. And you know what? You know what? No matter how you quote it, no matter how you hide it, a sin is a sin. Hey, you know me? Me, I'm a straightforward person. I say it, how it is. I say it, how it is. Your mouth can put you into trouble. Sin. Help me tell somebody, sin is sin. No matter how you quote it, no matter how you color it. And it is only Jesus that can deliver from the power of sin. Religion cannot deliver you. It is only Jesus that can deliver. Many people do many religious things for their sins to be forgiven. Can I tell you this? All your good works cannot wipe away the stain of sin from you. All your service cannot wipe away the stain of sin from you. All your packaging of sin cannot wipe away the stain of sin from you. It is only the blood of Jesus that can wipe away the stain of sin. And that blood is only applied when we give our lives to Christ. It is possible to be stuck in sin. But the blood of Jesus has made a way for us out of every sin. I pray for everyone here wallowing in sin like a pig. May the blood of Jesus, let there be a visitation of the blood upon you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. That is one. Number two, we can be stuck in a rut. What does a man, white man call being stuck in a rut? Is to be trapped in routine, trapped in mundane, trapped in non-changing pattern of life, work, and personal behavior. I am not a routinic person. I love people that are routinic people because they make things work. They can do the same thing at the right time for, what do we call it? For 40 years. If they want to do quiet time, 7:30, they do it every day for 40 years. People like us, I'm not routinic. If I do 7:30 for 2 weeks, just get tired of that 7:30. Move to 12. Is anybody like me? You know, if routinic people come to preach, they will tell you, if you don't do it at 7:30 every day, you are not a follower of Christ. I love routinic people. They can follow through everything. For some of us, we start today, tomorrow, we jump back, we come back. You know, a lot of time, we are stuck in a routine. Routine of mundane things. Things that are not important. Things that does not make a difference. We are stuck in it for a long time. And most of the time, we are stuck in negative things for a long time. When I'm talking about being stuck in the rut, I'm talking about being stuck in negative habit. Gambling. Stuck in alcoholism. You know, you can cut it anywhere. You know, people come to me, Pastor, the water that Jesus taught wine, does it, how many percentage alcohol do you think it has? You are stupid, you're asking me. When a man is stuck in a rut, he knows his habit is wrong. He can't change it. He has no power to change it. So he gives excuses for that. You go to betting houses, you see people stuck in a rut. Last week I was showing my wife in India. Is it India? A woman went to bet and lost. And no, not India, Anambra. Ogui. It's Ogui in Anambra State. Enugu, Ogui in Enugu went to bet and lost the bet and left the 4-year-old son as a collateral for the bet and went away. And they are looking for the woman. When a man is stuck in betting, stuck in smoking, stuck in alcohol, stuck in love, stuck in smoking, stuck in pornography, stuck in a cult. Stop. You know, this thing happens little by little, little by little, little by little. You will start with lukewarm friends that will tell you, the Bible did not say anything against smoking. The Bible did not say anything against alcohol. You know, God said, take a little for your stomach. The Bible did not really say anything about pornography. And then you will not say a little. It didn't say a little. Did he really? And did you notice, sir? Genesis chapter 2. When the devil wanted to deceive the woman, what did he say? He said, did God really say, when you take it and say, is this what it is really? You know the truth. You are trying to tamper with it. You are stuck in a rut. I pray for anyone here that is stuck in any evil habit. Let the Lord arise and deliver you from that habit. In the name of Jesus, stretch your two hands and say, oh Lord, search me. Say, any evil habit that you are not pleasing, by your blood, take them away. Take them away. By your blood, take them away. By your blood, take them away. If I'm stuck in any evil habit that is not pleasing to you, by your blood, 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 take them away. In Jesus' mighty name, we have stretched forth your two hands here. Anything you are stuck in, any behavioral pattern that you are stuck in, that you are making an excuse for, may the Lord arise and deliver you from it now.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Have your seat.
Some are stuck at a location. When a man is stuck at a location, he is detained. Spiritually detained. It looks as if there are walls around you that you cannot move beyond. It will look as if the person is chained down. He's stuck. Physically, he's moving up and down. But he himself, he knows something is wrong with me. I can't move. Everybody has moved beyond where I am. But I'm still where I am. It looks as if that person is being restricted to a place or condition. It looks as if the person has been held captive. It looks as if the person has been kept in bondage. It looks as if the person has been detained. His movement has been stopped. His progress is limited. His life is at a standstill. He is tied down. There is a peg on his progress. He does not move forward. That person is stuck at the location. I pray for you. Lift your two hands up. I pray. Whatever has detained you up till now, let that power release you now. You are released now. From whatever is detaining you, you are released now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands up. I pray for you. Every power of household wickedness tying you down to a location, let them be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft power tying you down to a location, every power of hell tying you down to a location, every polygamous wickedness tying you down to a location, every power of your father's house tying you down to a location, let them release you and perish. Let them release you and perish. In the name of Jesus. Can we pray and say, oh Lord my God, say whatever is tying me down to the same location, let them release me and perish. Release me and perish. Release me and perish. Release me and perish. Whatever, 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 whatever. Release me and perish. Whatever has tied me down to the same location, release me. Release me and perish. Release me. Release me and perish. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Because when a person is stuck in the same location, it looks as if there are chains on him. As if he's in a cage. As if he's in his captivity. As if he's in a prison. So, he limited to this altar. Just going. When he's about getting here, something happens that returns him back. It's like a wall that is invisible. When you have tried to move forward and something keeps pushing you back, you are stuck. You know what you need? You just need the Lord. His right hand. If it's a wall, he can break it. If you are in my mouth, he can just lift you up. By the right hand of God, anyone detained to a specific position, a specific location, may the right hand of the Lord help you. May the right hand of the Lord relocate you. In the name of Jesus, the hand of the Lord is mighty upon you now for your deliverance. The hand of the Lord is mighty upon you for your deliverance. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have your seat. I pray for you again. Any cage, invisible, spiritual, any chain, invisible, spiritual, holding you bound, any prison, invisible, spiritual, where you have been kept, receive your deliverance now. In the name of Jesus, hear the word of the Lord, you are delivered now. In the name of Jesus. Obviously, so a person can be stuck in a location. Listen, a person can be stuck at a level. When a man is stuck at a location, we say he's detained. When a man is stuck at a level, we say he is limited. He is under limitation. There are two differences. Being stuck in a location is about boundaries. Being stuck at a level is about height. It will look as if the person is head down. So whenever he wants to jump, something pull him down. It looks as if there is a ceiling. See, no matter how I know how to jump, once this ceiling is here, I can't go beyond it. If I'm jumping, that ceiling will send me back. Send me back. Some families have ceilings. Ceilings. They don't go above it. When they are about to get married, every wall starts against them because there's a ceiling that says you are not going to marry. It is a limitation. The person wants to change levels from single to married, but there is a level he cannot cross. It looks as if, you know, there's a line the person cannot cross. It looks as if there's a height he cannot touch. It looks as if there's an embargo on that person. That person is continually suppressed. The person is stuck. He has done everything. He can't find a way. He is stuck. He is stuck. Lift your right hand up. Let me pray for you. Every power limiting you, let them be destroyed suddenly now. In the name of Jesus. Every limitation upon your life and destiny, they are taken away now. Say, my Father. Say, my Father. Say, whatever is tying me down to the same spot, say, let them be destroyed by fire. Whatever is tying me down to the same spot, be destroyed by fire. Be destroyed. Let them be destroyed. Whatever is tying me down to the same spot, let them be destroyed. Let them be destroyed. Whatever, 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 satanic altars, satanic shrines, satanic crossroads, satanic covenant, satanic causes, satanic foundations, satanic declarations, satanic decrees, satanic powers, tying you down. Let them release you. 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 Whatever is tying you down, let them release you. Let them release you. Let them release you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Why is it easy for you and for or is easy for others and for you it is difficult? It is ceiling and a limit. You must not build a house. Some people can, you know, some people can trace their challenge back when they build a house because a ceiling nobody builds. If you build, I pray for you. Anything from your foundation speaking against your levels, speaking against your moving forward, let them be destroyed by fire. They are 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 destroyed by fire. Say, oh Lord, arise. This is my foundation. Whatever is disrupting your work there, say, destroy them, destroy them. Whatever, whatever is moving against my life there, arise and destroy. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Stretch forth your hand and let me pray for you. Whatever is invisible, invisible rope, preventing your next level promotions, let them be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus. Sir, ma, this limit can be placed on your certificate. It can be placed on your marriage. It can be placed on your finance. It can be placed on your business. It can be placed on your progress, on your health, on your academics, on your internet. It can be placed on your womb. It can be placed on your pregnancy. So it will not cross this month, and it does not cross it. Any limitation placed on any area of your life, let the fire of the Lord swallow them up. Let the fire of the Lord swallow them up. Let the fire of the Lord swallow them up. You are unstuck from there. You are unstuck, unstuck. You are unstuck, you are unstuck. You are unstuck, you are unstuck. You are unstuck, you are unstuck. You are unstuck in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat. Some are still using physical means to solve spiritual problems. It will be like your trailer is stuck in the mud. If you like, carry everybody from New Estate, go and push. For everybody to even lay their hands on the trailer, there won't be space. It doesn't mean that the trailer will move. Get the caterpillar, hook it, it will pull it. Many have done everything because they believe in cyclical solution for spiritual matters. And their case continues. Can I tell you? Even physical problems have spiritual undertones. Everything you can see existed in spiritual affairs. Anything you can see now, good or bad, existed in the spiritual. You want to resolve it, we resolve it first in the spiritual, and it appears physically. Why do you think they were fighting? He carried the hand, say, lift your hand up. They lifted hand up. They were winning. When the hand comes down, they were losing. What do you think? Why? They were controlling the battle spiritually. I pray for you. Anyone controlling your life spiritually, let them fall down and perish.
Let them fall down and perish suddenly. In the name of Jesus, you are released from their hands. The Lord is helping you. The help of the Lord is there for you. The help of the Lord is there for you. The help of the Lord is there for you. The help of the Lord is there for you. In Jesus'
mighty name, we have prayed. You can, so, Anelson, you can be stuck in a situation. You know, you can be stuck in sin. You can be stuck in a rut. You can be stuck in a location. You can be stuck at a level. You can be stuck in a situation, in a circumstance. Wow, I've seen that. I've seen many people suffer. I've seen people doing very well in every area of their life, almost everywhere. But there's a particular situation, a particular circumstance that has refused to move. You can be stuck in a situation or a circumstance. That's what I call stagnancy. You know, when water, when the river does not flow well, they say it's stagnant. So when things are supposed to flow in your direction, flow in your life, and they are not flowing, you are stuck. And that being stuck is stagnancy. You know, when a water is stagnant, it becomes stale and smells foul. It has a foul smell. Stagnancy is a lack of development, lack of advancement, lack of progressive movement. For some people, they are movement, but the movements are backward, retrogressive. That is stagnancy. A stagnancy is a prolonged period of little or no growth. He has fasted, but he counted. This is 5 years, 5 months of the same problem, same prayer point. Nothing seems to be happening. The Lord has sent me here for you. I pray for you. You know, no matter what is stuck, when the caterpillar gets there, it pulls it. The hand of God is here. Anyone stuck in stagnancy, the hand of the Lord pulls you out now. The hand of the Lord pulls you out now. The hand of the Lord pulls you out now. The hand of the Lord pulls you out now. The hand of the Lord pulls you out now. In the name of Jesus. Listen, I don't care if you are a salary earner. If you go back and you total your package every year and it's the same, you are stagnant. Even if you are a salary earner, there are some blessings that the Lord gives you right now. But they promise you 35,000 7 years ago. You are still at the level of 35,000 up to today. You are stuck in a circumstance. You are stuck in a situation. But you know, church people, when you are talking, you know, they don't want anybody to know what I mean. I mean, pastor, they talk about. I'm not talking about you, sir. I'm not talking about you. But I'm praying for somebody here that is stagnant. Let the force of God move you forward.
Say amen. Let me. Let the force of God move you forward. 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 In the name of Jesus. Anyone stagnant here with nothing flowing, let there be a flow. Let there be a flow. Let there be a movement. In the name of Jesus. You are unstuck. You are unstuck. We remove you from that place. You are released from that place. You are released from that level. You are released from that situation. You are released from that circumstance. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you. When a man is talking stagnancy, good things happen in an interval of several years. Bad things happen every day. One step forward, two step backward. One step forward, two step backward. Before you know it, he has reached Lokoja. One step forward, two step backward. One step forward, two step backward. Moving backward, moving backward, moving back. I pray for you. Whatever is moving you backward, any stagnant situation moving you backward, let them be destroyed by the thunder of the Lord. Let them be destroyed by the thunder of the Lord. Let them be destroyed by the thunder of the Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Have your seat so you can be stuck. You can be stuck. Genesis 27, 39, verse 39 to 40. Genesis 27.
I love this. I love this scripture. Because it makes me have hope. After Esau lost the blessing, if you always remember this thing, you can always have a solution to any problem in your life. If you always remember Genesis 27, 39 to 40, no matter the problem, you can have a solution to it. Esau has lost the blessing. The blessing has been given to Jacob. And then he spoke to his father, "Don't you have any other blessing? Is it only one blessing that you have?" And Isaac said to him, And then I said to him, behold, your dwelling shall be of the fatness of the earth, and of the dew of heaven from above. Verse 40. By your sword you shall live. That is why my prayers are like by their sword. I am an African. I know my background. My prayers are like by your sword you shall live. Some are African. They behave as if they are Germans. You know, these things are not really difficult. You know, when you go abroad, you will not be praying these kind of prayers. It is because you are in a... Yes, we are in Nigeria. That's why I pray. We are not abroad here. When we get there, we'll change our prayer. But as we day here. As we day here. Some people are in Germany. They see up Nigerian problem. You cannot be a lizard in Nigeria and turn to a crocodile abroad. Change of location does not change your ancestry. It does not change people pursuing you. Do you understand what I'm telling you? And do you understand? I've shared this with you many times. I have a friend that we served together. When she came for service, she told us a story. She was sleeping in their house one afternoon. And the parents were in the sitting room. People were in the sitting room. Many people. While she was sleeping. She had a dream of somebody carrying black clothes, trying to strangulate her. So she struggled with the person and collected the black cloth from the hand of the person in the dream. She opened her eye and saw the person and ran after the person from the dream into the sitting room outside. So they now started making fun of her.
What did you say now? You are sirarain. I don't know.
You are sleepwalking.
He has to go and say, no, I have a dream. Somebody was trying to strangulate me. Will strangulate me. I have a dream. Somebody else.
When they look into his hands, the black cloth was in her hands. Black cloth against her in the dream. She struggled the person. The black cloth were in her hand. That is your background. That's why I live by this word.
You can live by anything you want. It's your choice. It's your choice, sir.
In fact, you can come to church. I raise prayer for you. Look at me. Say, yeah, people. They don't know what they are praying about soon. Wait, soon. We'll join you in prayer soon. You might not have opportunity of these prayer points again in this church for me. You might not. Listen, you might never have this kind of anointing again in church. I pray for you, sir. Whatever is from your background that is pursuing you, let the earth open up and swallow them.
Let the earth open up and swallow them. In the name of Jesus. Let's go back. I want to show you. He said, by your sword you shall live.
And you shall serve your brother. Ah. He's blessing more. That's a blessing. Ah.
Can we read together? And
it shall come to pass when you become restless that you shall break the yoke of your death. No matter what the cause is, no matter what you are going through, when you are restless, you can break it.
When you are gentle, it continues. When you are gentle, it continues. When you are restless, it moves.
I pray for anyone stuck. Maria Katana Lobakaria.
Eretekeria. You are released from where you are stuck now. You are released from where you are stuck now. You are released from where you are stuck now. That yoke is broken over your destiny. Make progress, move forward. 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 In the name of Jesus. Pray if you say anything detaining me, anything keeping my present position, release me now, let me go. Release me. Whatever is detaining me, whatever is keeping my present position, release me, let me go. Release me, let me go. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. My father in the Lord shared this year. Have your seat. A woman went to give birth. Popular woman in her church at that time. I've been looking for the fruit of the womb for years. The church prayed and the Lord gave her
a baby, was pregnant, and then I was about to deliver. Then the problem started. I can't remember the number of this, whatever number of hours. The church was praying, but the woman did not deliver. Then pastor left, because the hospital was opposite our church. The pastor left. The Bible said, God just finished that. So he went to see the doctors. And doctors were members of our church. So, how is it going? Ah, said, we don't understand, blah, blah, blah. And she left. While he was coming, the Lord said, look up. He looked up. Saw an old woman seated. Ah, Mama, how are you? Ah,
I hope you are praying for us. I hope you are praying for us.
And the Lord told my father-in-law, ask him, to stand up. Ask her, sorry, Mama, Eddie. My master said, I've been seated here for a long time. I've been standing for a long time. I can't. I'm tired. I can't. Say, Mama, Monica, did my fire there? Oh, sorry, I'm speaking Yoruba. I said, stand up. I will pull you up. When Mama stood up, she heard the cry of a baby. Whoever is seated on you, I'm making you talk. Let the thunder of the Lord destroy them now. Let thunder destroy them now. Let thunder of the Lord destroy them now. Everything that needs to be shaken for you to move forward, let them be shaken by the thunder of the Lord. Let them be shaken by the power of the Lord. Let them be shaken by the fire of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. Lift your right hand and let's pray for him. Lift your hand. Say, I walk into intended blessings. Listen, you are no longer stuck. You are no longer stuck. Did I hear it? I say you are no longer stuck. You know, last week, the Lord gave us a revelation when I came to preach about, was it setback of a woman? When I said angels were moving around, the Lord gave us a revelation of a man, a person that has been tied. The hand has been tied for a long time. And the angels of God released the chain from the hand of a person. And after the angels of God released the chain from the hand of a person, the hand of a person will feel like this. You know, if you tie a fowl for a long time, and you release the fowl, it will stay there. Why am I telling you? I'm saying that problem that looks as if it has been removed. Remove your hand and move forward. Hello, are you here? That means what you could not do before, where you could not go before, you must go there. Hello, do you understand? But if the hands have been there for long, even when the chains are removed, your hands are coming. I just want you to know that for information. Say, I walk into my blessings. Say, I am no longer stuck. Say, I walk into favor. Say, I am no longer stuck. Say, I walk into promotion. I walk into approvals. I am no longer stuck. Say, I walk into general treatment. Say, I am not stuck. I am not stuck. I am not stuck. Can I am not stuck? Say, I walk into gifts, into awards, into recognition. I am not stuck. Say, I am talented. I am brilliant. I am highly skilled. I obtain help. I am not stuck. I obtain help. I am not stuck. I obtain help. I am not stuck. I obtain help. More customers. More business. More customers. More business. I am no longer stuck. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen to me. Please listen to me. The rate at which you are being paid salary, the rate at which you are making profit, how many years more before you build your first house? You need to be angry. I remember Bishop Oyedepo saying, the rate at which his church was growing, even after 100 years, they will not reach 1,000. If you don't tell yourself the naked truth, you can't move water. The rate of your profit. How long will you take for you to buy a brand new car? How many years? And you think you are not stuck. You are. Huh? The hand of the Lord is mighty to move you forward. Say, I am not stuck. Say, I am released by the blood of Jesus. I am released by the blood of Jesus. I am not stuck. Say, I make progress. Forceful progress. Forceful progress. Forceful progress. Forceful progress. I make progress. Forceful progress. I am not stuck. I make progress. Forceful progress. I am not stuck. I make progress. Forceful progress. I am not stuck. I make progress.
Mighty name. We are praying. Stretch your hand here. The Lord says, I should deal with triggers. Stretch your hand. Whatever triggers your fall when you are about to break out, whatever is that trigger, whatever is that activator, let them be consumed by fire. Anything activating and triggering your downfall, let them be destroyed by fire. Anything activating miscarriage, activating your losses, let them be destroyed by fire. Whatever ensures you are stuck, whatever ensures there is no new experience, let them be destroying your life and destiny. In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands up. Let me pray for you. Fresh things, fresh things, fresh things, new experiences, fresh things, new experiences, fresh things, new experiences, fresh things, new experiences. That is your portion. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and let's thank Him. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. In the name of Jesus. Look at somebody as I ask for the person's name. Mention the name of a person. Say, you have gone around this mountain for too long. You have been at this level for too long. You have been at that location for too long. You have been in that situation for too long. Say, move forward by force. Go forward by force. In the name of Jesus, pray for the person. Go forward. Go forward. Go forward. Go forward. Go forward. You have been there for too long. Go forward. Change your level. Change your location. Change your situation. By the force of God, move forward. Make progress. Change your level. Change your level. Change your level. Change your situation. Change your situation. Change your location. Move from frustration. Move from failure. Move forward. We thank you, Jesus. We glorify your name. And we bless you. Stretch your hand here. Whatever has limited your hands, whatever has limited your feet, whatever has limited your life, they release you now. They catch fire now. Move into your inheritance now. Break through now. Break forth now. Break out now. Break forth. Break out. Break forth. Break out. Break forth. Break out. Break out. Break forth. In the name of Jesus, may the angels of God hold your hands. Let them move you forward. Let them help you. Help is here for you. You are helped by the Lord Most High. You are helped by the Lord Most High. You are helped by the Lord Most High. You are not limited. You are not stagnant. You are not detained. You are not unproductive. The help of the Lord is for you. You are not moving backwards. You are moving forward. Help is here for you. Help is here for you. Help is here for you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buari Expressway, Dutse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dutse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or Mixlr audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.